now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, hello. I've got a very cool show for you with a cool new band to check out of Vegas. And the lead man behind it all, Tony, is stopping by. The band is called The Sharps. You are absolutely going to love them. Cherick Bree's got some great advice for us, plus some cool new stories on the Cocktail Nation magazine that you need to check out. And if you're looking for new threads, I've got a great place to start looking. Let's kick off now with Tikiaki 5-0 and Taboo.
Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Mm-hmm.
Coctination with Exotica Go-Go and in the lounge of the Tiki Kong. It's Coop Cooper with you, and this week talking to a new band out of Las Vegas that you do need to check out, particularly next time if you're at the Golden Tiki. And of course, they got a new album out as well.
Tony Felicetta from The Shafts. Hey, man, great to have you on the show. And what a fantastic album. I just love Live at the Golden Tiki.
Thanks, Coop. It's good to be on the air over there in Australia, all the way from Las Vegas. Appreciate the heads up on the album, and it was a lot of fun to make it, and we love playing over there at the Golden Tiki.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the band, because I understand there is a bit of a family relationship with this band to do with your old man.
Yeah, actually there is. My dad was a musician back in the day, and he actually did a tour with Prez Prado. He played bass. And, you know, Prez Prado, Cherry Pink, Apple Blossom White. Yeah. So he toured with him for a bit, but he mainly just played in nightclubs. And in the 60s in Southern California, where I grew up, he had a band. It was three guys, and they were called The Sharps. And I always loved that name, The Sharps. And over the time, I always said to people, hey, my dad's band was named The Sharps. And they go, oh, I love that name. It's like, yeah, and, you know, one day if I put together a little jazz trio or something, I want to pay tribute to my dad and name it The Sharps. So there I did. I put the trio together, and oddly enough, we're just a trio of piano, sax, and drums with no vocals and no bass player. And my dad was a bass player that sang in The Sharps. So even though I pay tribute to him with the name and some of the songs that he used to sing, we just don't have, we don't sing, we just play instrumentally.
Yeah.
So it's nice to always have my dad there with us, you know.
Yeah, did you ever get a chance to see the original band?
Oh yeah, my dad's band, The Sharps, when we were little kids, my mom would take me and my brother to see my dad play, you know, his early sets. Before the, you know, during the dinner hour.
Yeah.
And so we got to see my dad play a bunch. And even up until I was, you know, a teenager, I used to go see him. And I played some gigs with him later on when he had another band called Daybreak. But the original Sharps was great. And I actually got up on stage with them when I was like 4 or 5 years old and did the twist. My dad pulled me up there. He says, hey, everybody, my little son Tony's going to come up here and do the twist for everybody. So they played the twist, and I danced, and I got that on video, well, film back then, you know. And it's little me with my first time on stage, you know, getting up there with a nice red sport coat and all dressed up, and I'm twisting to daddy's music.
That's hilarious. You know, when you think about it, you know, I mean, this is true lounge heritage, you know, because, you know, your dad's band and your band really embody the mm-hmm. spirit of lounge. It's not necessarily about the big show or anything like that. You know, it is about playing in the clubs, playing the covers, and you know, and swank times, and that's really what your band's all about. And it's a heritage, really, when you think about it.
Yeah. It's kind of a somewhat lost art of just having three guys up there just playing instrumental jazz that's not like too far out jazz that the normal people are gonna, you know, just, it's gonna go over their heads.
Yeah.
So we play, that's why I call it jazzy. As I say, we're not jazz, we're jazzy. because every song is recognizable, and everybody always says, man, I recognize every song, you know.
It's
like, yeah, that's the idea. I want you to, you know what we're playing. So.
Yeah. So how long have you been playing at the Golden Tiki in Vegas?
Since October of last year. I put the band together in October. We had an opportunity to play a gig, and I said, great, we'll put this band together and play the gig. But the week of the gig, I came over to Brandon Powers at the Golden Tiki. And I said, hey, I've got this jazz trio. I think it would be a great fit for this place. It just opened up a few months ago. Little tiny stage there. What we do would be a great fit for this place. Let's just play a little half hour set, and, you know, for free, we'll come in here and set up and see what you think. If you like it, you know, we'll book us. So we played. We had some friends there. They loved us. They said, great. Okay, that was a Thursday night. I said, well, let's just book Thursdays then. So that's been ongoing since October, and it's a lot of fun. And then I DJ afterwards. After our sets, so I DJ all my vinyl. I got records and, you know, everything from 50s, 60s, just, you know, loungy stuff to whatever, you know. it's just, it's in a tiki room, so it's good, a good, just good vibe music, you know, so I continue the night.
Yeah, and when you think about it, you know, it's cool to have, and we don't have a lot of this within the lounge scene, like real epicenters of where people can go. You know, that not only is it a cool band, but you're also going to go to a cool venue as well. You know, that is kind of rare, and you know, I suppose, you know, I always think we need more places like this that you know that. That really go, you know, we really love this music. This music fits within our venue, and we're willing to pay these guys to play regularly, because that's, you know, that's what you need. You need an epicenter where people can go, if I go here, then I'm going to get this. And we've had that in the swing scene in Los Angeles and various places like, you know, like the Derby and places like that. You need that sort of venue that people go, yeah, if I go there on any given night or, you know, particular night, I'm going to find some cool people and some cool music.
Yeah, and it's, you know, with the two things about it, you know, the place, which people either have heard about it or they've been, so they want to go to it, and we've become, you know, a little bit of a mainstay there on Thursdays, where people know, hey, if we come on Thursdays, we know we're going to have a couple hours of some cool jazz and stuff to really make our drinks taste better.
How is it going in the Vegas scene? Because I know there's quite a few cats that live in the Vegas areas. Is there, you know, Palm Springs in Los Angeles, some of the biggest, you know, places? And I know from looking at the statistics of the podcast, mm-hmm. is, you know, I can mm-hmm. kind of tell where people are. Would you say that there is much of a scene for people to be able to go and see various types of, you know, lounge type acts in Vegas these days?
Yeah, I mean, the recession hit a few years ago and everything sort of dried up, but there's still enough live music out there. There's a lot of the typical, you know, cover bands that are playing typical type stuff with a female singer and everything else. But, you know, you can find your various venues that the bands are playing, no matter what they are. And there's a lot more of that here in Vegas than there is like in LA. There's just more opportunity for people to go out and see bands, no matter what they are, you know, little dive bar type places or places like the Tiki. Oh, one other thing about the Golden Tiki, a little bit more family history about that place. I tell people in town, I say, come see us at the Golden Tiki. They say, well, where is it? I say, well, if you've been in town long enough, do you remember a place called the Marker Down?
Yeah.
And they said, oh, of course, I've been there many times. I said, well, that now is the Golden Tiki.
Right.
Well, the Marker Down, the Marker Down in the 80s was owned by my cousin, Chuck Ledeen, and then his sons took it over throughout the 80s and 90s, and up until, you know, the late 90s, I think it was, they had two clubs in town, Money Plays and the Marker Down. The Marker Down was pretty famous for being a good hang for everybody, like to get off work late at night and everything else. So that's, and it was owned by my cousin Chuck Ledeen and Larry Silicetta, another cousin. So pretty much when I play in there with my dad's name of the band in a place that was once owned by my cousin, it's even cooler, you know, for me.
That is fantastic. And I suppose the thing too is in Vegas, you've got a bit more of a 24-hour type lifestyle there. So people are dropping into clubs at weird hours, because people work weird hours there, don't they?
Yeah, totally. And you don't have to worry about a last call. It's two words that do not exist here in Vegas is last call. You know, you just drink too, and you don't want to drink anymore. That's all.
I love the album cover, by the way, man. That has a very, very nice vintage feel to it. Love it.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean the whole thing from the style of us, the sound and the look, I tried to keep in the vintage feel of it. You know, with the way it looks. So yeah, I appreciate that. I designed it all myself and put it together and. My dad's name, the name of the Sharps, and they never had a real logo, so I just kind of whipped that logo up one night. I said, hey, this looks pretty vintage and pretty cool, so yeah, I'm pretty happy with the way it all turned out. That's why it's named Pops Records. I needed to somehow pay tribute to my dad, because his, you know, he had a lot of records.
I didn't even notice it till you mentioned it. I just see it in the right-hand corner. Pops Records. For people who want to grab your album, where's the best place to do it? How you got that set up?
Right now, if people want to get it, they can go to PayPal and just type in the email address to us. It's thesharps11@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And it's the number 11.
What's your favorite track off the album? Let's play that one tonight. What's your favorite?
My favorite, it's It's hard to say. I mean, I mean, the Flintstones is one of my favorites, and everybody likes that one a lot. But I'd say Summer Samba probably is like, we just kind of call that our hit. You know, we just say, let's play the hit, you know, because that's like our, it's kind of what we're known for, that song. Yeah. It's one of those forgotten classics that people know the melody, and as soon as we start playing that melody line, everybody just, you get to see the room just instantly grooving on it, and they don't know what the name of it is. Nobody really knows, but they know that song. It's like, wow, what is that? What is that? So I'd say probably, probably Summer Samba. I mean, there's so many of them that, you know, really hit home to me. I like From Russia With Love, and of course More, you know, my little lead up to More, and I don't know. I like them all. It was really hard for us to choose the ones that go on the album because so many of them, you know, sounded good.
Yeah, you know, and, a lot of musicians say that's like trying to pick a favorite child or something like that. Most people say that to me. All right, let's kick it off, Tony. It's fantastic to talk to you. Here's Summer Samba on the Cocktail Nation. Great to have you on the show, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Coop. I appreciate it, man.
The Cocktail Nation. This is Tarouma.
Across the Globe with Copper, d'ici ce de Cocktail Nation.
Rock Donation with the Tiki Lounge crew there, Martini Sunset. Also Chris Hayden Quartet and Angel Face. You know, I'm often asked, hey Coop, where do you buy your clothes from? Where do you get those threads? Well, it's difficult to say as there isn't just one place. But, you know, I do buy a lot of things online and there are a stack of great places to go. And here's a great little website that's got them all lined up for you in a row that you might like to check out. Variety of styles from the 1920s right through to the 1960s. So no matter what you might happen to like, you will find it there. The website is put up by a gal out of Reno called Debbie Sessions, and the website is vintagedancer.com. So do check it out today. They've got some great stuff up there. Lots of great online stores to buy from. So check it out today. Time for Dear Cherry.
The gal who gives good advice, sugar and spice. Dear Cherry, Cherry Curry.
Are you the type of person who says they can't boil water? Do you burn toast? Well, have no fear. Cherry's here. Have faith and trust your instincts. I encourage you to look into the world of raw foods. Not just because they are healthy for you, but because unlike cooked foods, raw foods are more forgiving. You can almost always adjust your creations after you have supposedly completed the process. It's not like you baked a pie and it's a done deal. With a raw pie, you scoop out the filling, adjust what it needs, and freeze it a second time. If you're willing to try it, I wrote a raw food recipe book called Eat Like Eve. Just remember, in any cooking, there are no mistakes, just unusual or exotic results. So remain calm, love your time in the kitchen, and know that I, Cherry Capri, believe in you 100%.
Yeah, she's our favorite bon ami, dear Cherry, Cherry Capri.
America's queen of modernism, manners, and mirth, CherryCapri.com.
Hello, baby.
Look out, damnation.
Thank you.
This is the Tome. Nation. We'll be right back.
Cocktail Nation, Lounge Leader Coop Cooper and George Dunning there with Moonglow. Howard Roberts before that with a bit of girl talk. I must say thanks to all those who have been getting behind the Cocktail Nation magazine that I've been putting up on Flipboard. I tell you what, this thing has just absolutely gone crazy. So check it out today. I've got the links up on my website, cocktailnation.net. That's probably the easiest place to find it. Cool stories like 16 retro snapshots of summers at the beach. A story about vintage Volvo P1800, a very, very cool car. You might remember it as the one that Roger Moore drove in The Saint. And actually, a neighbour of mine has one. It is absolutely beautiful. It's a very, very cool sports car. Plus, examining architecture of the Art Deco automobile. Check it out today. By the website, cocktailnation.net, got the links for you, and the magazine is updated twice a week. Something like, over 300 stories to check out. All vintage stories. Shout-outs this week, Francesco Candido. Thank you for listening. R.A. Jackson, Nate Maganard, and Chris Rumble. Thanks for digging the show. Let's get back to the music now, the naughty ones. And I dig your voodoo on the Cocktail Nation.
Kisses, voodoo in your touch, voodoo in the way you walk, in the way I need you so much. I dig that voodoo, I dig that thing that you do. Well, I dig what you do when you work that voodoo on me. Your voodoo mystifies me, your voodoo draws me near, your voodoo draws me closer to the very thing that I fear. I dig that voodoo, I dig that thing that you do. Well, I dig what you do when you work that voodoo on me. That turns to ecstasy. Voodoo is the power that conjures up the devil in me. I dig your voodoo, I dig that thing that you do. Well, I dig what you do when you work that voodoo on me. Well, I dig what you do when you work that voodoo on me.
Cocktail Nation with Lounge Leader Coop Cooper. And right there, Voodoo Organist, Stomp That Bug. Also played the Naughty Ones as well over the 90s, and I dig your voodoo. You know what I dig? I dig a cool sound system, and here's one for you. For your pad, it's called Sonos. They've got a wide range of things. I particularly like the fact that you can have all your music played right through your house, played off one app, going right through the whole pad. How cool is this? Mid-century stylings for your bachelor pad. The Sonos speakers are beautifully designed to fill your entire home with music. Just use one simple app to stream different tunes in different rooms, or send one amazing song right through the house. It's that simple. Sonos.com is the website to check out. You can dig cool bands like the Martini Kings right through your pad. Here they are, the Swingin' Shepherd Blues.
Casting across the globe with Copper, this is the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Les Baxter there, Moon Moods. Do check out the Les Baxter special we did about a month or so back with our very good friend Jim Spencer. And do check out his book on Les Baxter as well, which is available via Amazon. And here's Nutty from Los Angeles. And the boys are back in town on the Cocktail Nation. Stay here.
Guess who just got back today? Those wild-eyed boys that have been away. Haven't changed, haven't much to say. But man, I still think those cats are great. They are asking if you were around, how you were, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
I say the boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town. Doobie-doo-dip. The boys are back. The boys are back. You know that chick that used to dance a lot? Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was steaming. That night over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't want to know, forget her. The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
I say the boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town. Doo-doo-doo-doo. The boys are back. The boys are back. Spread the word around. Guess who's back in town? Spread the word around. Those boys are back in town. Friday night they'll be dressed to kill down at Dino's Bar and Grill. The drink will flow and blood will spill. And if the cats want to fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer, it won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again, the boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
Let's say the boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town. Spread the word around.
Hey, man. You hear the boys are back?
Yeah, they're back.
Back in town. Back in town.